Imagine waking up to find your stress has transformed from a crushing weight into a gentle nudge toward growth. In today's world, where 3/4 of Americans report stress affecting their well-being and global depression rates tripled after COVID-19, we need more than just coping mechanisms. We need a revolution in how we understand and respond to life's pressures. Stress Resets offers exactly this paradigm shift, blending techniques from DBT, ACT, and CBT into practical strategies that take minutes, not hours. Unlike wellness trends that demand expensive lifestyle overhauls, these evidence-based approaches work regardless of your circumstances. The key insight? Stress isn't inherently negative. It's how we respond that determines whether it crushes us or propels us forward. We typically react to stress in ways that amplify suffering, obsessing over problems, sending angry texts, procrastinating, or using substances. But what if we could completely reframe our understanding? Pioneering researchers like Hans Selye viewed stress as an adaptive bodily response, while Richard Lazarus emphasized how our interpretations shape our experience. When we believe we can manage a challenge, stress becomes motivating rather than threatening. This perspective shift isn't just psychological comfort, it creates measurable biological changes. In studies by Alia Crum, participants who viewed stress more positively experienced more positive emotions and thought more flexibly during stressful tasks. Even more striking, research found that people experiencing high stress who believed stress affected their health had a 43% higher mortality risk than those who didn't make this association. Similarly, reframing anxiety as excitement before performances leads to better outcomes than attempting to calm down. The goal isn't eliminating stress entirely, impossible if you're living a meaningful life, but working with it productively. By adopting what Crum calls a synergistic mindset, combining belief in your capacity to grow with acceptance of stress responses, you can experience reduced cortisol levels and better outcomes across various situations. Emotions follow a predictable pathway known as an arc: antecedent, triggering event, response, thoughts, physical sensations and behaviors, and consequences. By tracking these components, you create exit points rather than feeling hostage to your emotions. The first step is noticing if you're criticizing what you're feeling. When emotions are based on facts rather than negative thoughts, they can be instructive. Fear can fuel urgency, sadness can prompt positive changes. But moving from primary emotions to secondary emotions, judging our initial feelings, makes us lose sight of what's actually upsetting us. Consider Melanie, juggling a toddler and demanding career. She would get angry at her husband for not co-parenting enough, then immediately judge herself for feeling angry. By accepting her anger without judgment, she could see it as a signal that her needs weren't being met and ask for help, rather than suppressing emotions, which research shows increases blood pressure. Once you understand your patterns, you can improve how you feel by anticipating triggers, thinking flexibly, accepting physical sensations, acting opposite to emotion-driven behaviors, and tracking consequences of your responses. This psychological flexibility, awareness, openness, and valued engagement represents the most important skill set in mental health. Have you ever noticed how replaying stressful experiences in your mind can feel more exhausting than the original event? This uniquely human tendency to ruminate transforms acute stress into chronic suffering. Studies show our bodies can't distinguish between actual and imagined stressors. Even recalling events from decades ago can spike blood pressure, affecting sleep and heart health. Overthinking often feels responsible. Keeping problems at the forefront seems like we're working toward understanding or preventing mistakes. Breaking this pattern starts with examining your thoughts about your thoughts, from believing overthinking makes you unstable to thinking it protects you from future humiliation. Try specific strategies like self-distancing, observing difficult experiences as if you're a fly on the wall. replacing why questions with action-oriented how questions, and expressive writing. Studies show just 3 20-minute sessions can reduce rumination and depression symptoms for months. Additional approaches include scheduling worry time to contain rumination and getting absorbed in engaging activities to break the cycle. While psychiatric medications can be beneficial for certain conditions, relying on substances to manage everyday stress creates more problems than it solves. Consider benzodiazepines like Klonopin, which work by amplifying GABA's inhibitory effects, creating dependency as the brain reduces natural GABA production. The fundamental problem with using substances for anxiety is that they prevent learning to accept uncomfortable emotions. By escaping rather than facing fears, users become dependent on pills instead of developing natural coping mechanisms. This overlearning of using substances means healthier techniques remain undeveloped. Though quitting may initially be difficult, discontinuing benzos ultimately reduces anxiety and depression while avoiding long-term risks, including poor judgment, aggression, and increased dementia risk. The goal is developing flexibility to engage with life's variations rather than sedating uncomfortable experiences. When stress hits hard, these evidence-based techniques can create immediate shifts in your mental state. For racing thoughts, try grounding yourself by literally digging your heels into the floor or sing negative thoughts to upbeat tunes, cognitive diffusion. When emotions feel overwhelming, observe them without judgment, noticing where you feel them in your body, like riding waves rather than drowning in them. For physiological overwhelm, try cold water immersion by filling a bowl with ice water, taking a deep breath, then holding your breath while dipping your face in up to your temples. This activates the vagus nerve, naturally dampening emotional intensity. The physiological sigh, 2 consecutive inhales through your nose, followed by an extended exhale, quickly releases excess carbon dioxide associated with anxiety. When emotions drive destructive behaviors, use the STOP acronym: slow down, take a step back, observe, proceed mindfully. When ruminating, take a brisk 10-minute walk outside without your phone. Research shows this reduces amygdala activity and enhances creative thinking. When feeling powerless, create agency through acts of kindness, which breaks cycles of rumination while making life feel more meaningful. Beyond immediate resets, lasting resilience comes from consistent practices that strengthen your mental foundation. Challenge core beliefs by implementing behaviors that deliberately defy them, like making plans with someone new despite believing I don't fit in. Replace unproductive worrying with strategic planning by mapping out specific steps for challenging situations. Counter your brain's negativity bias through daily practices like gratitude lists or reframing annoying tasks as opportunities. Create smart exercise goals. Studies of over 120,000 people show regular physical activity outperforms antidepressants for improving depression, anxiety, stress, focus, and sleep. When expressing needs, use the Dear Man framework. Describe facts, express feelings, ask for what you want, reinforce what's in it for them, be mindful, act confident, and negotiate as needed. Don't let feelings dictate actions. Schedule activities that create accomplishment even when motivation is low. Remember, stress isn't just something to manage, it's an opportunity to grow, connect, and discover your capacity for resilience. With these evidence-based techniques, you can transform your relationship with stress from avoidance to acceptance and growth. Challenges become catalysts for becoming a more compassionate, connected, and capable version of yourself.